Last week, the chairman of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology urged EPA to withdraw its preemptive action to block Pebble Mine. That determination was based on EPA's authority under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. Ranking Member Eddie Bernice Johnson, a Texas Democrat, put her name on a letter to Pruitt Friday asking for the opposite, that EPA let the 404C determination stand. Johnson called attention to the, quote, extensive three-year-long scientific peer-reviewed study undertaken by EPA that detailed the, quote, potential adverse impacts of Pebble Mine on the environment, public health, and economic livelihood of those who rely on Bristol Bay salmon. That scientific review, she wrote, was sought by Alaska citizens, conducted with technical rigor by EPA scientists, and done transparently. Johnson said EPA proposed its preemptive veto because of the, quote, inevitable environmental damage a mine in Bristol Bay would cause. She also refuted claims that the agency had acted with a predetermined outcome or bias, pointing to EPA's Inspector General findings from a 2016 report. Johnson urged Pruitt to side with protecting the environment and public's health, not the potential profits of foreign mining entities. The proposed 404C determinations were never finalized. A federal judge put a halt on EPA's work on the project until a lawsuit brought by Pebble has been ruled on. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.